Hello, this is Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is a program of folk music brought to you each week at this time, at any time you like, online on 2MCE.org. You can listen on demand. We'll start the program today with a track by a group called Gaydon, who provided a featured album not so very long ago, and this is a track from that same album. The album is called May the Devil Tune Your Banjos, a band made up of residents from Ireland, Italy, and the US. This one's called Jones Polka.
Go settle for me Saddle her, son, and make her ready, for I must cross the stream tonight, or nevermore I'll see my lady. He has ridden o'er field and fen, o'er moor and moss, and many's the mire, but the spurs of steel were sore to bite, sparks from the mare's hoofs flew like fire. The mare flew over moor and moss, and when she reached the Annan water, she couldn't have ridden a furlong more, had a thousand whips been laid upon her, and woe betide you and waters. By night you are a gloomy river, and over you I'll build a bridge that never more to love may sever. Oh, boatman, come, put off your boat, put off your boat for gold and money, for I must cross that stream tonight, or never more I'll see my lady. Oh, the sides are steep and the water is deep, from bank to brae the water's pouring, and the bonny grey mare, she sweats for fear. She stands to hear the waters roaring.
Presented there by the trio simply called by their names, Seamus Begley, Katrina Mackay and Chris Stout. Seamus Begley from Kerry, Southwest Ireland, plays accordion on most tracks, not in that one. Katrina Mackay from Dundee in Scotland plays harp and harmonica, and Chris Stout, originally from Shetland, playing fiddle and doing a bit of singing as well, as we heard there, the two male voices. Annan Waters, once again opening the program today, Jones Polka, from a great album called May the Devil Tune Your Banjos, by the group Gaydan, G-A-D-A-N. You're listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE. This next track comes from an album called Sea Song Sessions. How sibilant. We will hear this song led by Emily Portman, English singer of sea songs, it would appear. And to continue the sibilance, the song is called Some Old Salty.
Salt fan North Sea, which stare further than the eye can see, had a head like a toy shop. Bowlegs and salt must have been the rolling sea. Some old soul. Rock me, jelly roll to Jerry Lee. How he used to rock me. All fair waltzers bopping to Brenda Lee. River boat jazz crews driving to the two.
Song composed by Lal Waterson from That Family and Oliver Knight, also from That Family, Some Old Salty. Sung there, not by a Waterson or an extension of a Waterson, so to speak, sung there by Emily Portman from a good album called Sea Song Sessions. Various artists, English singers and musicians, Seth Lakeman, Jack Rutter, John Bowden, Ben Nichols and Emily Portman. Combined talents. An evening of sea-related songs prepared for the Folkestone Festival back in 2021. Unfortunately, it was all recorded and rehearsed and presented very well. Mostly traditional songs, but some not, including the one we just heard. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's a song that was composed by Mike O'Rourke, born in northern Queensland, I think. Atherton Tablelands originally, correct me if I'm wrong, but resident Melbourne for a long time. Gone now, sadly. Wrote a lot of good songs, and here's a fine version of one called Sing Us a Song. This is from Wonga Willie from the Illawarra, their 2008 album, Australia Street.
Suffer no shame, you can let the blame lie where it will. For they've taken all from me except for me name, and they've turned that from good into ill. So sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free. No man is a stranger when he's drinking with me. If you ask where I'm going, me errands, me own, so me to know where to and when. And drinking may stop me from thinking too long, to live through me memories again. So sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free. No man is a stranger when he's drinking with me. God knows what kind of a country we made. There were men raised it up on their backs, but the fellows who handle the shears and the spade are still out on the wallaby track. So sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free. No man is a stranger when he's drinking with me. Where is the flag of the diggers' brigade? Where are the riders out in the night? And where is the wild dog who's never afraid and will never let go when he bites? So sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free. No man is a stranger when he's drinking with me. Sing us a song, boys, and we'll be away. It's a long, dry road we're travelling today. Let the bottle go round, take it easy and free. No man is a stranger, no man is a stranger, no man is a stranger when he's drinking with me.
I would do. I'd buy her a boat and put her afloat and paddle me own canoe.
If I had a wife to make me life, I'd tell you what I would do. I'd buy her a boat and put her afloat and paddle me own canoe.
If you're listening to the live broadcast of this program rather than the listen on demand podcast type thing, which could be any time, then you'll be listening in May 2026 when Community Radio 2MCE is celebrating its 50th anniversary. And this program, albeit under a different name, has been going since the very beginning of 2MCE, and that track we just heard, Round the House and Mind the Dresser, would have been one of the first tracks played on this program. It comes from an album called Bonaparte's Retreat by the Chieftains. I reckon it would have been possibly in the first program 50 years ago. My goodness. Traditional music stays traditional, doesn't it? So I can get away with that on this program. Next one comes from Roger McGuinn and Joan Baez, both of whom would have been played early on as well. This comes from Treasures from the Folk Den, a labour of love from Roger McGuinn. He recorded a whole bunch of old American, mostly, songs with a lot of collaborators. This particular one, Wagoner's Lad, he put together with Joan Baez.
By me as long as you may.
My horse
horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'll be on my way.
Oh, your wagon needs grease and your wheel is to mend. Then sit down here by me as long as you can.
My wagon is greasy, my whip's in my hand.
So fare thee well, darling, no longer to stand.
To mature voices there, Roger McGuinn, who you might recall from his membership of The Band, Turn, 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 and all that sort of stuff, back in the 60s. And Joan Baez, of course, was also involved in folk music and involved with Bob Dylan, as was Roger McGuinn, in a different way. Now, time for the featured album to raise its fiddly head. It's called Engrained, E-N-G-R-A-I-N-E-D, and it's by the English Fiddle Ensemble, four of England's best fiddle players, Bryony Griffith, Jim Boyle, Ross Grant and Rosie Butler Hall. They've come together to create this ensemble with a passion for traditional English dance and its music. And if you're not familiar with English fiddle music as a distinct style, then this album is the one for you to be introduced to it. The album features all traditional tunes except one, and so we'll hear it along with a traditional tune. We'll hear Shropshire Lass, which is traditional, and Traveller's Joy, which was written by Janet May. Featured album, Engrained, by the English Fiddle Ensemble.
Thank you.
Our featured album today is called Engrained, E-N-G-R-A-I-N-E-D, by the English Fiddle Ensemble, released on Selwyn Music in 2025. The ensemble is Bryony Griffith, Jim Boyle, Ross Grant and Rosie Butler Hall. If you're unsure about English fiddling and its credibility, I suggest you have a read of an article called The Future of English Fiddling. It came out a while ago, originally in a magazine which is no longer extant, called Living Tradition, which is a bit of a worry, given the name. You can find the article, however, at a website called Fiddling Around, one word, fiddlingaround.co.uk/, and then look for English Fiddle. I'll read just a little bit of it, and I might come back to it later in the program and read a bit more. It says, inter alia, the feeling has often been expressed that English fiddling is the poor relation compared to Irish and Scottish. Since the 1990s, we've had many first-class fiddlers concentrating on the English repertoire, but in terms of style, it could be argued that in seeking an individual voice, English fiddle is still more about avoiding sounding Celtic rather than presenting its own English expression. And the article includes quite a few quotes from Bryony Griffith, whom we're hearing as a member of the English Fiddle Ensemble. So more of that in just a little while. This next song is traditional. It was recorded in 1991 in Perth by a group called Rich and Famous. Rich apostrophe N apostrophe Famous. The album was called The Best Song in the World, and I think this probably was the only traditional folk song on the album. A lot of jazz involved, given the lineup included a few good jazz musicians. The lineup included John Reed from the Sensitive New Age Cowpersons. We've heard them on the program before. Peter Grayling, cellist from WA, who we've heard performing with Christina Olsen. Jazz musician Lee Buttle, and singing this song, Kavisha Matsela.
My father won't slide you.
voice of Kavisha Matsala from 1991, the group Rich and Famous, an album with one folk music track on it. And that was it, folks, from Kavisha Matsala, Lee Buddle, Peter Grayling, John Reed, a few other mostly jazz people from Perth. The album The Best Song in the World. So when you consider The Best Song in the World by the group Rich and Famous, they considered they were definitely on the way up. Nagala Gala is the next track, and I apologise for Gaelic speakers. This is Declan O'Doolan from 2022 with the group Liban. Rud na Chléir is the album. Liban, the band, refers to the mermaid of Loch Ness. The name of the album is sort of translated as "that which is not apparent." So even the pronunciation is not apparent to me, but see what you reckon.
Is an arlo with dragon a bar and a man wala. Sploch agus fuor a chai maen gevru. Bwens na sheesh kisser ish ta hamkar. An yed na ba mwyl da smo a vi ma chansu. An yed na a maen ye ferir ach na gauna.
Sied mochas gauna na gauna na gauna. In sied a fer ach an olen sied a wanya. Het sied a nan mis an ol er a wana. Is an arlo an traiach an na barna man wara.
Rachin ish an din is kyan o ma gauna. Gyr im ish a stach i da bark di y lana. Na ti wish a cham rog i snon i ni gala. Chok i shed na wale na gauna bra.
Shed mo has gauna na gauna na gala. In shed a fer ach an on a shed a wanya. Het shed a nan is an all er a wana. Is an arlo traiach an a bar an a wara.
Is rov ag ma spes ag op I no garthi. E vun yog I glen ye no shim lori arda. Smeel a word a bar lum e mo hoig vik sauri. Paul a ver skrai his me kilva der no gauna.
Sied mo his gauna na gauna na gauna. In sied a fer ach an olen sied a wanya.
Ar varlam sribni ve arm na bura. Ar varlam labalo kishave fuim na luchur. Kjolti na krenjus piva shenja min bachlusa. Ach bevinjilam se gem jach na gauna sa wulji.
Shield mohas gauna na gauna gala. In shield a fer ach an olen shield a wanya. Het shield a nan mis an ar er a wana. Is an arlo an traiach an a barna an wara.
Verim sio ma walach dan dio glisio ffos me. Malach tis cied o'n a bwch a lioga. Na'r lyng dwys a ffanach mor liach me goni. Rynke in sy'n tawrws na gawna y siolw.
Sied mo'ch ys gawna na gawna gawla. In sied y ffarach a lôn yn sied y wanya. Hed sied y nan mys yn al er y wana. Is yn arlo yn traiach yn y barn yn an wana.
Chocki yn sioc. Is grad ti y martha, chuck Gien schnachte getram na harda. Jockin che ger en yalla is fan her na gona. Is a hushle sarun nabi du lagadanta.
Shir mohas gana na gana gala. In shir the fair achalon and shir the wanya. Er shir the nun this the nale the wanya. Is the night of a triad na by the manwara.
Nagana Gala, song from Northern Ireland. You're listening to Come All Ye, and the question has been asked about English fiddling, why it kind of fell out of favour. Various people have made a study of it. There used to be quite a patchwork of different styles of traditional fiddling, and there were reels and the distinctive hornpipes from the northeast in 3-2 time, fiddlers like James Hill in Newcastle. But English tradition went into steep decline, partly because of industrialisation, and it was very uncool to play old traditional music. I guess that's what happened to Morris dancing as well. So the move from farm to factory disrupted the lives and traditions of many musicians. Dances came in such as the polka and the waltz, which also led to ballroom dancing taking over from barn dancing. Brass band and light orchestras took over from village string bands. Also, at a time when English culture was seen as the dominant force in the British Isles, the old country style of fiddling would have been seen as backward and dated. Anything new and modern was jumped upon. In Ireland and Scotland, conversely, a new nationalism was growing, and traditional folk styles were seen as symbolic of national pride and individuality, even a form of resistance against the oppressor. Organisations such as the Gaelic League in Ireland were set up to actively preserve and promote folk arts, such as music and dance. But it still exists, that is, English traditional music. Another track now from Engrained. This is The Pleasures of Salisbury and Juniper Hill. Thank you. The Pleasures of Salisbury and Juniper Hill from the featured album today, Engrained, by the English Fiddle Ensemble. The article I've referred to continues. For revivalist English fiddlers of the late 20th century, the way ahead was clear. If they wanted to be different from the flashy technique of their Celtic cousins, they'd have to avoid distinctive ornaments, such as the roll and the bowed triplet. A plain, unornamented style was established, and reels, the perfect vehicle for display of virtuosity, were virtually eliminated from the repertoire. Respect was given most to those fiddlers who played an appropriate style for Morris dancing. At a time when Ireland and Scotland were both establishing huge networks of teaching and competition, particularly for their young musicians, and producing commercially successful instrumental bands led by fiddle players, English fiddlers were happy to take a humble supporting role as accompanists. Well, you'll notice at least that those tunes we've been listening to have a very strong first beat of each bar, and there'll be more of that to come. Here's a song called Handsome Molly by the Whiskey Bent Valley Boys. A different style of fiddle playing now. This is Lucy Farr, who was a London-based Galway-born fiddler and nurse. She came from Ballinakill in Galway. She died at a tender age of 91, and the album that I'm taking this track from was recorded released for her 80th birthday, so she was at quite an advanced age when she recorded this reel. So very much the Galway fiddle style. So listen for the contradiction, or the counterpoint, if you like, with the English style that we're hearing from the featured album, bearing in mind that Lucy Farr was an old woman when she recorded this reel, simply called Lucy Farr's Reel. That Lucy Farr was able to achieve there, even at an advanced age. Very different style, although the tempo not dissimilar from the featured album's tunes and tracks that we've heard so far. Alfie is the name of the band we'll hear next. Well, it's a trio, actually. We've heard them before on the program, harp, banjo and Elan pipes. Interesting combination. An album called Say Old Man. This is a song composed by the 19th century Irish composer Samuel Lover. It's called The Whistling Thief.
Pot, come over the hill, is calling fair to see. That whistling low but shrill is signal sure to be. Oh, Mary, listen, dear, there is somebody whistling sure. Oh, mother, it is the wind, you know, a-whistling through the door with my fa-diddle-out-a-la, my fa-diddle-out-a-lay, with my fa-diddle-out-a-la, right fa-diddle-out-a-lay. It's been a long time, Mary, and this soul has me dear, but the wind to whistle like that I never yet did hear. But mother, you know the fiddle hangs close beside the chink, and the wind upon the fiddle is playing a tune, I think, with my fa-diddle-out-a-la, my fa-diddle-out-a-lay, with my fa-diddle-out-a-la, right fa-diddle-out-a-lay. The dog is barking now, the fiddle can play the tune, but mother, you know they say dogs bark when they see the moon. But how can he see the moon when he is old and blind? My dogs don't bark at the moon, my love, nor fiddles don't play with the wife. My fa-diddle-out-a-la, my fa-diddle-out-a-lay, with my fa-diddle-out-a-la, I fought it loud a lot, I fought it loud a day. And now I hear a big uneasy in its mind. But mother, you know they say that pigs can see the wine that's through enough by day. But then you may remark that pigs no more than we can see anything in the dark. My father to loud a law, my father to loud a lay, what's my father to loud a law, I fought it loud a day. I'm not such a foolish as you think. I knew very well it is path. Go home, you whistling thief, to get to where the dark. And you go into bed. Don't pay upon me your jeers, for though I've lost me sight, I haven't lost me ears. With my father to Laura Law, my father to Laura Lay, with my father to Laura Law, my father to Laura Delay. The men in court and go, and for your sweetheart's wait, take care not to whistle too loud and kiss the old woman my wake. For the days when I were young, oh, forget it, I never can. I came to know the difference between a fiddle, a dog, and a man. With my father to Laura Law, my father to Laura Lay, with my father to Laura Law, my father to Laura Delay, with my father to Laura Law, my father to Laura Lay, with my father to Laura Law, my father to Laura Delay.
Old song called The Whistling Thief by the group Alfie. A trio, A-L-F-I, take their name from the original combination of Alana Thornborough and Fiacra Meek, who kind of formed the duo, A-L for Alana and F-I for Fiacra, and later on they ruined it by inviting Ryan McCauley to join the band, and they've abandoned the idea of changing the name to add Ryan because Ralphie just doesn't sound very good, they say. So that's Alfie and The Whistling Thief. Did you know that Robert Lockwood, the blues player, you should know him, he's very good, he came from Turkey Scratch, Arkansas, and the only other musician I'm aware of who grew up in Turkey Scratch, Arkansas, although he wasn't born there, but he grew up there, was Levon Helm. So I'm going to play a track, first of all, dedicated to Robert Lockwood by the recently departed Roy Bookbinder. Fine musician he was. Then the song Atlantic City by the late Levon Helm. Atlantic City, composed by the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Arkansas in 1915. His mama loved the man-made records, the best he'd ever seen. Yeah, they used to call him Junior, but Robert Lockwood, that was his name. Making music was his business. You know, picking guitar, that was his game. but Robert Lockwood, that was his name. He told me making music was his business. Playing guitar, that was his game. Followed a muddy old river up to Memphis and St. Louis. Rolled the blinds up to the Windy City to do what he had to do. That's right, everybody called him Junior, but Robert Lockwood was his name. Making music was his business. You know, playing guitar, that was his game. Everybody called him Junior, but Robert Lockwood, that was his name. That's right, making music was his business. You know, playing guitar, that was his game. He was a King Biscuit boy with Sonny Boy and a Beale Street with B.B. King. Cut some 78s for Bluebird with Dr. Clayton. Picked guitar but didn't sing. Everybody called him Junior, but Robert Lockwood, that was his name. Making music was his business. You know, picking guitar, that was his game. Everybody called him Junior. Ooh, Robert Lockwood, that was his name. Making music was his business. That's right, picking guitar, that was his game. R.L. hopped a Greyhound to Forest City, raised his family and his big band. From there he sailed across the waters to entertain all his brand new fans. Yeah, Robert Lockwood was his name. Making music was his business. Everybody knows playing guitar was his game.
Chicken man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble bussing in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. No honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up.
great Levon Helm with Atlantic City, penned by Bruce Springsteen. And before that, from Roy Bookbinder, a song called They Called Him Junior, but Robert Lockwood was his name. So Robert Lockwood, Levon Helm, as I said earlier, I think the only two musicians I'm aware of who grew up in the metropolis of Turkey Scratch, Arkansas. One day I might get there. We'll see. All depends on lotto, really. Next group is called Whoa Mule, for young female musicians from New South Wales. And I think there was something Freudian in my head going on. Some years ago, I introduced this next track, Little Black Train, from Whoa Mule, as Little Black Dress. That was wrong. Black Train by the group Whoa Mule. Another one now from the featured album. This is another two tunes. They present all the tracks on this eight-track album in pairs. This is Downfall of the Gin, G-I-N, with The Key of the Cellar. I don't know what relationship there might be between the two tunes. I don't have any sleeve notes, sadly, but it's from the group The English Fiddle Ensemble, and the album Engrained. And I'll read a final passage from this review because it quotes the fiddle player Bryony Griffith, member of this group. She says, in response to a question, so how would you like to see the future both for yourself and for English fiddling in general? Her response was, I want to pass on the tradition in an exciting, inspiring way. Too many young fiddlers don't think English tunes are exciting. And she plans to do this in local primary schools, getting students involved, coming through from being a beginner to really accomplished, specialising in English tunes. She says, I want big gangs of them playing traditional English and Yorkshire tunes in massed concerts, with their families and friends enjoying watching them and being proud of our traditions. I want the standard of playing to be raised so that we can compete with our Celtic cousins and do cultural exchanges where we have something engaging and challenging to offer and share. I want English fiddle music to have an identity that more people recognise, that more people are proud of and they want to play. Sticking it in a box has damaged it more than anyone playing the tunes could ever do, so there shouldn't be any fear of the next generation getting hold of it and taking it wherever they want to go.
Thank you.
lots of tunes have false starts, certainly when I'm playing them, but there were a few false finishes along the way there, weren't there? Like that second tune, The Key of the Cellar, paired with Downfall of the Gin, from the featured album today on Come All Ye. We usually have a featured album, and today, Engrained is its name, E-N-G-R-A-I-N-E-D. Not sure why that's spelt that way, but that's how they do it. An English group called the English Fiddle Ensemble. If you'd like to hear the program again, or indeed any edition of Come All Ye going back to about 2019, you can do so via either comeallye.com or the radio station 2mce.org. Both sites have links to take you to listen on demand programs. The Come All Ye website only has links to take you to Come All Ye programs, but that's all right, you'll work that out. On we go. This is a very frequently recorded blues song called Bulldoze Blues, and it crops up here on an album by the English multi-instrumentalist and singer Martin Simpson and former member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Dom Flemons, on their duo album Ever Popular Favourites. It's a composition of Henry Thomas, and he recorded it in the 1920s, and it lay dormant for a while until an American group called Canned Heat brought it back to life in the late 1960s. You might recall their version. You probably won't recall Henry Thomas's, at least not in its original form. But here it is, renewed, revitalised and rejuvenated by Martin Simpson with Dom Flemons, Bulldoze Blues.
One, two.
Now didn't you say that you was gonna let me have my way?
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Moving on. That's Bulldoze Blues. You might recall it as Going Up the Country by Canned Heat from the 1960s. There we heard Martin Simpson playing guitar, Dom Flemons singing and playing quills. Go and look it up. Quills. Like panpipes, only not. Next on Come All Ye, we're going offshore. Going to the Western Isles to hear Julie Fowlis. Song about a bonnet from Julie Fowlis, sung in the Gaelic. Final one now, we'll hear from the featured album. These two tunes are The Peacock Hornpipe and Henry Caves. was a tune called Henry Caves, and before it we heard the Peacock Hornpipe from the featured album, Engrained, by the English Fiddle Ensemble. An interesting album, yes indeed, all traditional English tunes, apart from one. We'll revisit that album from time to time, no doubt, here on Come All Ye. Another English track now. This is a composition of Steve Knightley, who's going to sing it for us with his partner Phil Beer. They perform as Show of Hands. This is Cousin Jack.
Look for me under the low and inside the
Cousin Jack from Steve Knightley and Phil Beer. Show of Hands is their duo. Cousin Jack, of course, refers to the Cornish tin miners. And Steve Knightley, not sure about Phil Beer, but certainly Steve Knightley from the West Country. Well, that's about it from Come All Year. I hope you've enjoyed the music today and every day that I'm on air. Come back and we'll hear some more next week, eh? I'll leave you with The Earl's Chair. Well, a tune called that. I won't leave you with The Chair, by the group called Luster Crew. Enjoy the week ahead, and I'll talk to you when next we meet. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Year, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallyear.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.